Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm unhappy today, Limits. As you know, I'm coaching a basketball team, and I went home and reviewed the film last night. And we didn't play any defense. That's 100% my fault.
So it was like an NBA game.
100% my fault. So that's going to change. And if anybody from there is listening right now, you tell the kids that will never, ever, 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 ever happen again.
I was going to say, I would hope that the kids are in class right now instead of listening to the opening soliloquy. But yes, if they are, hello.
My fault. And it won't happen again. Speaking of horrible defenses, shall we start with the Steelers?
No better place shall to we? Start, huh?
Listen, man, this has been an interesting day. And the mental gymnastics that it takes for people to weasel their way out of Mason Rudolph played badly in that game is amazing to me. What are you doing, Limits? Oh, you're putting Bob's, there you go, Bob's cardboard cutout back on the chair.
We got to put Bob in his chair, yeah.
Put Bob in his place over there. What a man he's become, huh? He's over at the Tomlin News Conference. It's not the biggest story with the franchise, obviously, right? Thank you, Limits, for correcting my camera as well. But he played poorly. All of the above can be true. I don't want to dive into this again, except to address the people who addressed me yesterday, including Cabali, saying the quarterback played well enough to win. He's lost his mind. Like, what is this reflexive, not for him, but for everybody. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. A reflexive defense of Mason Rudolph. Well, what game were you watching? Seriously. And then again, the mental gymnastics it takes to say all he could do was what Tomlin tells him to do. That's one of the questions I got on the old mailbag today. And I don't even mean to be ranting about Mason, but I need to get this off my chest to start the day. A guy called Eye Drop Sounds on X says Mason's doing what he's told from Tomlin. This has got Tomlin's name all over it. Dump off 5 yards, throw to the sidelines, don't throw down the middle, don't take chances. This reminds me of my conversation with Bob yesterday. All true about Tomlin's offensive philosophy, and that's the bigger problem with the Steelers. The biggest problem, and this is for those in back who need to listen better. The biggest problem with the Steelers right now is Art II. This is the reason they live, I called it, I think, Mediocrityville, right? In high-end mediocrity. They have a nice house in Mediocrityville. Better than most. But nobody takes them seriously as a Super Bowl contender, right? He's the biggest problem, okay? He's afraid to move on from Tomlin. Everything's changed in recent years. The GM, the quarterbacks a million times, the coordinators, whoever, except the head coach. And that brings us to our second problem, and that's Tomlin and his Stone Age philosophy on offense and his overpaid crappy defense. Art's the biggest problem. Mike Tomlin is the second biggest problem. And Rudolph played poorly Sunday. Do you think that Tomlin has Rudolph on a puppet and tells him where to throw the ball every play? Did you see the second last play of the game when Jonnu Smith walked off the line uncovered? Read Chris Carter today in the Post-Gazette. He'll tell you about how many open receivers Mason missed the other day. Yes, it's all in the context of Tomlin's conservative philosophy. His overall philosophy is outdated. It's stone-aged. And that was reflected in his hiring of Arthur Smith. All true. And the quarterback played poorly. Made bad choices. Made bad throws. Look at the second throw of the game. First of all, he shouldn't be throwing the ball on the second throw of the game, let alone throwing it deep. They gain 9 yards on first down. Keep running the ball. But he threw it deep, and go watch the replay. DK Metcalf was easily going to beat that corner. The ball was so badly overthrown that the corner and Metcalf both stopped and were looking up at it. Like an underthrown Russell Wilson moon ball. You have us saying Broncos country, let's ride limits. Can we find that with me, Pomp, and Sean? I want to hear that.
I think it might have expired.
What do you mean it expired?
It expired from the system.
We have things from 15 years ago, from the first day we ever were on the air here. Anyway, that was a shot, right? It's not like NFL teams take 60 shots downfield during the game. Nobody's throwing bombs all game. Rudolph had 3 chances. The first one was a comical overthrow that got picked off. And then I hear people, well, DK should have broken it up, as if it was DK's fault. Maybe he should have broken it up. It was a horrible throw. The second one to Roman Wilson broke up an interception. Another horrible throw. The third one was down the right sideline on the second last series of the game when Wilson beat his man, was one-on-one, and had nothing but green grass in front of him, and Mason threw it 5 yards out of bounds. So don't tell me all he could do in this offense was throw short. He had 3 shots way down the field to take, and he missed them. He misidentified receivers. He held onto the ball too long and got strip sacked, and it led to a Bears touchdown. And he didn't call timeout on the formation, the bad formation that even Rodgers recognized from the sidelines. Okay? So please, please, let's just get that out of the way early. Okay? Don't tell me Mason played well, and don't tell me Tomlin was making his choices for him. The offensive philosophy stinks, and Rudolph wasn't good the other day, and I think they win the game if Rodgers plays. And maybe we're having a different conversation. Is that out of the way? Are we satisfied with that at 412-928-9370? Can we separate these things? Is that possible? And put them in a hierarchy where Art is the problem right now. Tomlin's the second biggest problem. Rooney being responsible for Tomlin still being here, and Mason Rudolph didn't play well. It's okay. He didn't play well. He's a backup quarterback. The notion that he played well enough to win is so misguided that I could spend the next 4 hours breaking that down. Now let's get to the bigger story, because there is a bigger story, and it's this defense. Again, that's not absolving the offense. That's where I feel like people go tragically wrong here. I could tell you that Mike Tomlin didn't have Mason on a puppet string the other day and wasn't whispering in his ear, only throw it 2 yards. That's all we want today is 2 yards. Don't throw it to the guy open 7 yards. Throw it 2. And people hear that as a defense of Tomlin. Okay, so we're going to focus on the defense right now. That doesn't mean I'm absolving the offense or the overall offensive philosophy or Arthur Smith or anything else. It's all related. But if we're talking actual football on the field, the biggest problem with the Steelers is their $170 million defense that Mike Tomlin runs, that Mike Tomlin largely put together. He went out and got the pieces. He shopped for the ingredients. He cooked the meal, and everything stinks. It's the worst meal I've ever had. They are designed to win with defense. Tomlin's philosophy on offense is all related to him being deluded, thinking he has a great defense. Just don't screw it up offensively and we can win games. That's it. Don't make a turnover. Oh, my God, don't make a turnover. Next time we make a turnover, we're forfeiting the game and getting on the plane. That's how fearful and paranoid that man is of a turnover. And the other way, man, all we got to do is get turnovers. So every time you see a receiver in the open field, just punch him like you're in the boxing match. Punch at the ball, swing at the ball, try and rip the ball out. Forget about tackling. Forget about covering people. Just punch the ball out. That's what we do. Meanwhile, I heard the morning show had a great line from Ben Johnson. The day he got hired in Chicago, who said it used to be turnovers that we measured, you know, wins by. You know, how you doing in the turnover battle? You winning the turnover battle? He said, oh, you have that clip?
Yeah, let's hear it, though.
The way I understand it right now from our analytics team, the EPA in the passing game is really one of the most critical factors in determining wins and losses right now. That's probably changed over the last 5 years or so. I would have said 5 years ago, turnovers, takeaways, that was number one. From what I understand now, that EPA for the passing game has now surpassed that. So whatever team has the higher passing game EPA at the end of the game, they generally win that game. It's over 80% of the time. So it's a huge stat, and that's where we look to how do we help inflate that number.
EPA, as I understand it, is basically explosive plays, expected points added. And from what I can decipher here, Limits, a lot of that has to do with explosive plays on offense. Is that how you understand EPA?
Yeah, that's how I understand it. And, you know, those big chunk plays to move the ball downfield.
Now, make no mistake, the Bears have thrived off turnovers for sure. Their defense stinks, but they do get turnovers. But offensively, it's about offense. It's about explosive rate on offense. I get that. But you have to prevent that as a defense, and the Steelers don't. So you could argue, you know, right from the beginning with the way the team is built from a philosophical standpoint is wrong with Tomlin. But this is the way he built it. He has a $170 million defense, the highest paid in the NFL, and that defense needs to perform at a high level pretty much every week for Tomlin's design to be realized. And it's not. So for the money it's getting paid, for the resources allocated to that defense, it's the biggest problem on the team. And there's no question about that. And people have railed against it this week, including from within their own locker room. So let's talk about this defense. Forget about Mason Rudolph for a moment. Forget about the offense and everything else. Let's talk about Mike Tomlin's defense, because a lot of people are. And that started in his own locker room after the game with Patrick Queen when, you know, if you read, I think it was Ray Fittipaldo or maybe it was Batko who said that he was biting his tongue here. I think they even reported he was, quote, sucking his teeth to try and keep from what he really wanted to say. But what he said, well, it was still a lot.
I think sometimes it was schematic issues that we had. It's kind of hard, you know, for two guys that's underneath defenders to try to guard two routes, you know, that's overhanging off the hashes and stuff. As much as you know it, you try to play the run, you try to get back to a bang or whatever it is, it's hard to do that. It's kind of a bad spot to be in, but at the end of the day, we just got to be better, try to recognize it and get back.
Is that something you could have adjusted in game?
Yes.
Didn't adjust in game is the last part. Schematic issues. So in a very nice way, I might add, Patrick Queen just called out the coaching. When you say schematic issues, you are by any definition calling out the coaching. Am I right, Limits?
No doubt about that. That's an indictment on your head coach and who runs the defense, which is the head coach.
And I'm no defensive genius myself, and I don't pretend to be one, honestly. But when I see things like they're lined up at the goal line, and they only have two down linemen, and one of them is Keanu Benton, and Trey Essex is screaming on Twitter, everybody knows Keanu Benton doesn't play well against a double team when they're just trying to drive the ball in the end zone. Where is Black? Where is Harmon? What are they doing? And I see Ben Johnson, who's, you know, as stoic as a statue the whole game, screaming into his headphones practically. I can't imagine it was anything but, can you believe they only have two down linemen in the game and who one of them is? And they just walked into the end zone right up the middle. Then on the wide open touchdown, was that to DJ Moore?
Yes.
Where he just wasn't covered, basically?
No one was 5 yards within him.
Some people made the excuse that the Bears saw the flag or the Steelers defenders maybe saw the flag and quit playing. There's no way that's possible. The flag came too late, and why would you do that anyway? What I saw was Echols and Porter in front of him playing zone with literally nobody in front of them on their side of the field. Now, maybe Porter was assigned to watch for Caleb Williams sneaking out of the backfield, but there was no running back outlet that way. It wasn't going to be a dump pass. Nobody had that responsibility. There was nobody on that side of the field. So you're playing two men in zone against nobody. They just stood there as DJ Moore ran past them into a wide open area, and Jalen Ramsey got sucked to the other side. I think it was Odunze, which, you know, you never know if a safety's making a right or wrong choice, but certainly on that one, he didn't look good. Schematics. Mike Tomlin hired a de facto coordinator in Terrell Austin, who got fired in Cincinnati after I think they allowed 54 points to the Saints. Basically, somebody he could control. He had Brian Flores in the building here and could have just said, it's your defense, take it. But he doesn't want that. He wants to run the defense. He wants to do whatever he wants, and Art doesn't stop him, basically. Mike Tomlin has unlimited, unchecked power. You best believe that. And Art won't stop it. And therefore, you have a $170 million defense that is the very basis of this team. That is the reason that Tomlin thinks they can win. You might remember he was asked before the season about people like Juan Thornhill, and he wasn't the only one, saying, man, we're going to be great defensively. Do you have Juan Thornhill saying we're going to make history? Oh, limitless wonder. It's one of my all-time favorite quotes. Juan Thornhill last seen diving in the air like a little leaguer misjudging a fly ball in that game.
I think it can be one of the best there of all time.
Really?
And I'm putting that in there now. One of the best of all time. I mean, when you got, literally, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
They got pieces everywhere. I will agree with that. That's Juan Thornhill, the head coach of the football team, coming off a historical embarrassment in the playoffs against the Ravens. 299 yards allowed rushing. Didn't tamper that down when he was asked on the flagship station, what do you make of those comments? Mike Tomlin didn't say, that's just a guy talking. We're done talking. We need to play. Mike Tomlin didn't say, did you see our last game? The last thing we need to do is be spouting our mouths off about making history. Mike Tomlin didn't say that guy needs to shut up. Mike Tomlin took out a can of gasoline, poured it over Juan Thornhill's comments, and lit a match by saying, yeah, I think we can do big things. And by big things, I mean historic things.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can you believe that? And then we get this? We get Caleb Williams on a day when, to be honest, he was wildly inaccurate, riddling a Steeler defense for 3 touchdowns, no picks. He did whatever he wanted. If he was accurate, he would have thrown for 400 yards. Guys wide open all over the field. No pass rush whatsoever. The Steelers made a big adjustment a couple games ago, 3 games ago or so. They decided to simplify things. And apparently they've decided to keep it that way, like nobody was going to catch on. I think Ben Johnson's going to catch on. I think he did. And now you have people shouting from the rooftops about this $170 million defense and how the schemes are hideous. Let's take a listen to good old James Harrison, who's not asleep at a meeting. He's wide awake on a podcast.
The Debo and Joe Show.
Defense. Soft. I'm tired Debo. Of seeing the offensive lineman pushing our D-line 2-3 yards deep. We're undisciplined or poorly coached or both. We have a horrible defensive scheme. It's trash. It's garbage. We can't adjust at halftime. It's non-existent. Or we're just being outcoached or both.
Did he go on there? Is that done?
I wanted more. Yeah. Very fiery James Harrison. He's been like that every week.
Now, listen, you could say that James is trying to get hits on the podcast. We all are, right? But we need to be truthful or at least express our opinions. And he sounds right to me. Adjust at halftime, you say? The Steelers are getting scalded in second halves of games. Absolutely scalded. They stink offensively too, but the offense ain't getting 170, it's not $170 million worth of players. The Steelers are allowing 14.1 points per second half. That's 28th in the NFL. 2 touchdowns per second half. And they've been absolutely destroyed on multiple occasions. They allowed 24 second-half points to the Seahawks, 15 in the fourth quarter to the Vikings, 16 in the second half to the Bengals, 28 in the second half to the Packers. Have the Packers scored 28 points since then? And at least 13 in the second half to 3 other opponents. If that doesn't speak to teams adjusting at halftime, I don't know what it does. Clearly, teams are spotting something, making adjustments, and carving this defense to pieces in the second half. Let's hear James Harrison one more time before we move on to another.
Defense. Soft. I'm tired Debo. Of seeing the offensive lineman pushing our D-line 2-3 yards deep. We're undisciplined or poorly coached or both. We have a horrible defensive scheme. It's trash. It's garbage. We can't adjust at halftime. It's non-existent. Or we're just being outcoached or both.
That is tremendous stuff. I wouldn't want to be around him when he's angry. Limits, I don't think.
When I was at the celebrity softball game and James Harrison was around, I was worried just being around him. He could grab me with one hand and single-handedly... hurt me in 5 seconds.
Yes. Well,
and put me in the hospital in 5 seconds. Joe,
I'd
the strongest.
I'd come visit you, Limits, if I would.
I'm very assured by that. Thank
with
you.
A little wiffle ball brochure, I'd come visit you in the hospital.
There
absolutely.
I've never seen a man stronger than James Harrison.
Yeah.
In my life.
It's frightening. But I think he's right.
He's
right about the second halves and about coach. It's coming out of their own locker room. You know? It's coming out of their own locker room with Patrick Queen. But that wasn't the only ex-Steeler who jumped on this defense and the strategies they employ. Trey Essex, who's never shy with an opinion, was on the morning show, former Steelers offensive tackle. Let's take a Limits. I mean, let's take a listen, Limits, shall we?
It's a scheme thing, dude. It's all scheme. It's the talent is there. And for us to have, and I use this analogy, I guess, last week, but it applies every week, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, for us to go out there and play the way we played against a Colts team, for us to play the way we played last week versus one of the hottest offensive teams in the league, in the Bengals last week, and then to come out and just do that, I don't understand. I do understand. It is definitely scheme because the talent is there, and when you have the players come after the game and just say they don't know, when Wilson comes and it's like, we're the best defense on one play and they were not on other plays. Like, this is points strictly to the coaching and the positions that they're being put in on a play-to-play, game-to-game basis because it's not consistent and these guys seem to be confused.
Bingo. Although, I don't want that to be heard. I don't know if Trey meant it this way. I don't want to absolve the players in this either. TJ Watt's not having a great season. He's not. Highsmith can't stay healthy. It's hard to blame a guy for that, but he simply can't stay healthy. The inside linebackers at times have been good, at times invisible. Secondary, I mean, you know, no matter what the scheme is, sometimes you're just asked to cover somebody. Did Kyle Duggar cover that guy on a touchdown? I thought he got beat. One-on-one. Jalen Ramsey got beat. But the bigger story there, I think, is the overall scheme. And about that Bengals game, I'm starting to wonder more and more how much those gusty winds played into that one. Oh, limitless wonder. That was a viciously windy day.
It was.
Almost impossible to throw the ball down the field. And I think that really, really helped them against Flacco, who specializes in that, and Higgins and Chase. I really do.
Yeah, I was at the game.
I really do. They got the benefit of the doubt that day. I'm not sure they get it in retrospect. However, having said all that, here's my hot take for the day. They're going to bounce back and beat the Bills because that's what the Steelers do. They tease us every year. They tease us within the same season. They smashed the Colts to pieces. They did. That was a great defensive performance. Thought they played pretty well against the Chargers. And then, perhaps with the benefit of high, gusty winds, they shut down the Bengals in the rematch. You got to give them some credit for that. Wins and all. They'll tease us, and they're going to tease us again. They might not just beat the Bills. They might hammer them. They might, defensively. Did you see what Houston did to the Bills' offensive line the other day? Now, that's a way better defense than the Steelers, believe me. But Atlanta and Miami had their way with the Bills, too. They don't have one receiver that you'd want to double team. Not one. They play like crap on the road, mostly. Their roster stinks. They have an otherworldly quarterback and I think a great running back in James Cook and a really good offensive lineman in Deion Dawkins. And other than that, I don't know how many of the players on the whole team other teams would covet. Shakir's a nice receiver, not a number one. Zero receivers you'd even think about double teaming. Zero pass rushers on the other side you would even consider double teaming. Their defense allows 150 rushing yards per game. They've allowed 17 rushing touchdowns. Buffalo gets dominated at the line, and I've seen every one of their snaps, gets dominated at the line of scrimmage, both sides, almost every game. And as I mentioned, the roster's trash. Brandon Bean is paying guys like Gregory Rousseau. He signed him to an $80 million extension. He has three sacks. Dawson Knox has a $15 million cap hit. He has 16 catches. Omar's not the only guy who can't find receivers either. Bean gave Curtis Samuel $15 million guaranteed. He gave Josh Palmer, do you even know who that is? $36 million guaranteed. They make the Steelers receivers look like Swan and Stallworth. But Josh Allen's a miracle worker. The Bills could beat anybody on any given week because of him and Cook, really, but mostly because of Allen. But they're just not good. So what the Steelers are going to do on Sunday is tease us with a smashing win over the Bills, who are somehow a 4.5-point underdog. I don't know what Vegas is looking at. They're not looking at the Bills. They must have missed the game last week. They must have missed the games against the Falcons and Dolphins, both games against the Dolphins. The Bills outgunned Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. Good for them. We've seen them get unmasked a little bit, too. And they beat the Chiefs, and that was a good performance. That was at home against their nemesis. They still could have lost the game, mind you, but they did have a good game against the Chiefs. They're going to come here and lose. The Steelers are going to win. The Steelers are still going to make the playoffs, mind you. They're going to do what they do, which is barely scrape in, get their asses kicked in round one. They haven't played a competitive playoff game since 2016. And then, you know, internally say it was good enough. How will we know they say that? Because they've said that every year, including last year, when they were humiliated by their arch rivals in yet another playoff game. Eighth straight year, they couldn't even field a competitive team in the playoffs. Haven't played a competitive playoff game since 2016. So I don't think it's really like a bold prediction to say they're going to go 9-8, 10-7, and get hammered in the first round of the playoffs. Because that's what they do. They tease us just enough. And they're going to win this week.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.